Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
We welcome you back into the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Appreciate you checking us out in the free-to-download Odyssey app. Also, our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester, streaming on Twitch. Welcoming in Syracuse Athletic Director, John Wildhack. Good to catch up with you, John. Appreciate you giving us some time. We know how busy you are, and well, we want to have you on for just a state of Syracuse athletics, and because it's still fresh and top of mind, I think we're disappointed at how the season ended, but I think expectations were exceeded in year one for Adrian Autry. How would you assess Red's first season first season as coach of the men's basketball program there?
Well, thanks for having me on. I think it was a successful season. And it's, obviously your goal every year is to make the tournament. We didn't, but given the transition from Coach Bam to Coach Autry, I think it's been a really smooth transition. Credit to Coach Autry, credit to Coach Boeheim, who's been fantastic. And I think, with the challenges that Adrian was dealt with this year, Chance Westry never played a minute. Transfer from Auburn, who was a top 30 kid out of high school, who definitely would have been a factor for us. Naheem McLeod gets hurt. Peter Carey was hurt a good chunk of the year. Obviously, we had to move on from Benny Williams. So there were a lot of barriers. There are a lot of distractions, and I think overall, to get to 20 wins, first time we've done that in 10 years, is a good start. And we have two really good recruits coming in next year, and Elijah Moore and Donnie Freeman, who's a McDonald's All-American, and we'll be active in the portal. And I think we'll be better prepared next year from a roster perspective. So I'm excited about where we're headed, and that's where our focus is immediately.
Yeah,
is on 24-25.
I understand. You can understand though too. Like, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, we're not getting a little more action here in the NIT. I know the portal is a real thing, and like, could they actually move that back? Because what other factors beside the portal, if any, are there? I mean, the NIT, is the revenue for going into that tournament not so great?
It's not, and we have a lot of respect for the NIT, but we were down to really eight healthy scholarship players, and this team, they gave it their all. I think they achieved their maximum in a sense. And with the portal opening, and there's going to be guys who take advantage, right, of the opportunity to go in the portal. It didn't make sense for us from a strategic perspective to participate. Again, the focus immediately went on next season. And I do think, I would hope down the road is there could be some alteration to the portal dates, because I just think when you have the portal that opens, teams that aren't in the NCAA tournament, in the NIT, you're not sure who on your roster is going to play or who's not going to play.
John Wildhack, Syracuse Athletic Director, joining us. And John, we discuss, and I'm sure you hear it from fans all the time, fans of college athletics talk about how much the landscape is changing. It feels like it changes every day and will continue to change here. So my question is, how is Syracuse positioned here in terms of NIL when you compare Cuse to other programs? Is that where you're spending a lot of your time these days?
The answer is yes. Where we are is we're competitive with our peers. Are we where I want us to be? No. You know, we've had donors and we've had businesses, you know, locally and regionally step up to work with our athletes, to have our athletes represent their companies. And there's so many different ways you can do that. So we need more, right? We need more businesses to step up and work with our athletes. We need additional donors to step up. We're grateful for those that have, from a donor perspective, from a business perspective. But I do know this, is if we're competitive in the NIL space, I think with the coaches that we have of our five most visible sports, you know, and what Coach Brent Fran has done with football in 3.5 months, what Coach Felicia has done with our women's basketball program, what Adrian can do, what Gary Gate, men's lacrosse, Kayla Trainer, women's lacrosse, if we're competitive in NIL with those five sports, we will win, and we will win consistently.
John, I don't know if you knew this or not. De'Asia Fair is from Rochester. Mm-hmm. She is ours, yeah. Okay? She is ours. We're completely jumping on the wagon here. I'm sure you're fine with that. I mean, you bring up the women, and that sport, John, like in your lifetime, how it's kind of jumped up here. And Syracuse right at the right in the middle of this, 3:30 Saturday. We're going to be tuning in as the Orange will be taking on the winner of Auburn and Arizona tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, we deserve to make the tournament. We had a terrific year. De'Asia is an unbelievable player. I mean, I love to watch her play. She's just, you know, an incredibly talented, and she's clutch. You know what, guys? I mean, she's got that clutch gene. She averaged almost 9 points a quarter in the fourth quarter this year. So that'd be 36 points over the course of a game. 9 points a quarter, 9 points in the fourth quarter. So she's hit so many big shots for us, and she's got that clutch gene. She's a great teammate. She can do more than shoot and score. She can rebound. She can pass the ball, plays defense. We're not going to see it's good to see her be named an All-American. She deserves that. The fifth all-time leading scorer in the history of the sport. I mean, the fifth. What she's accomplished in her career is remarkable, and we're not going to see the likes of someone like De'Asia around here for a long time to come. I just have immense respect for her.
We're talking to Syracuse Athletic Director John Wildhack in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. And John, we haven't had you in since you made that big change with the football program. So you mentioned his name earlier. Tell us a little bit more about what Fran Brown has brought to the program and the changes that he's made here in a short amount of time.
I just think he's really candidly, he's changed the narrative of the program locally, regionally, and nationally in 3.5 months. And just if you look at who we brought in from the portal, right, you know, Kyle McCord, who threw for over 3,000 yards and started every game at Ohio State, you know, he's our starting quarterback. I mean, if I told you 5 months ago the starting quarterback at Ohio State would be the starting quarterback at Syracuse next year, you probably would have told me I was crazy. Mm. And Kyle's a great kid, and he's a great, you know, he's a great leader, and I think he's going to have a tremendous year. Fadil Diggs, defensive end from Texas A&M, who, when they played Alabama this year, he spent the entire game in the Alabama backfield. A Jersey guy, knows Coach Fran, knows Elijah Robinson, our defensive coordinator, who's also from Camden. Zeke Haynes, transfer wide receiver from Georgia. You know, you add him with Aronde Gadsden coming back, it can be an incredible punch. So I just think our recruiting profile has changed dramatically. The spring visits we have coming in, unofficial visits, I was with the recruiting staff earlier today. The likes of 4- and 5-star recruits we've not seen around here for a generation that truly have an interest in Syracuse. What I also like about Coach Fran is I think he's built out a great staff. They're really good football coaches, really smart people. Our recruiting staff, new strength and conditioning staff, changed the culture. The team is really bought in, really proud of what they accomplished in January and February and before spring break. His emphasis on academics. His first meeting, guys, after he met with the team the day he was announced, He met with our academic support staff for 4 hours and went over every single kid on the roster. Every Thursday at 8 a.m., he meets with Tommy Powell, who oversees our academic support. So there's accountability in this program in terms of going to class. And it's not only going to class, you have to sit in the first two rows. You have to wear a collared shirt. He's really instilled accountability, and it's not that it was lacking per se, but he's taken it to a different level, and this team is bought in. And it's really neat to watch what's been accomplished here in 3.5 months, and I think it really bodes well for us come fall.
Did not know that. A little bit of a dress code. Love that. Talking to John Wildhack, our guest.
Yeah. No hats in the facility. No hats in the facility.
No, I hear discipline equals freedom. That's the thing that I keep hearing over and over again, and I love that there's a little bit of discipline there, even if it comes in the form of a dress code.
Yeah. John, I look at the schedule here, and I guess what is the realistic expectation? Because, well, there's not a Clemson on the schedule. There's not a Florida State. You got some different opponents, certainly, a trip to Vegas here, but I look at this and I think, well, I mean, a bowl game should be a realistic expectation. Could we expect more out of the Orange this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, the line we always use is we're guaranteed to play 12. You want to play those 12 good enough where you play a 13th, earn the right to play a 13th. And we want that 13th to be a really good game and a really big game and an important game. And I think we have the talent to do it. And it's, you know, in addition to the talent that Coach Franz brought in, the fact that Aronde Gadsden comes back, Marlo Wax comes back, Justin Barron comes back, LaQuinn Allen comes back, you know, is really, really critical. We have our leaders coming back from last year. So I think, you know, the schedule, you're right, no Clemson, no Florida State. We got to go to NC State. They'll be really, really good. The ACC is still a really good conference. We've got to be, you know, we can't take anything for granted. We're not good enough to take anything for granted. But I think if we play to our ability and we get some things to break our way, we can have a really good season.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John, talk to us a little bit about the ACC, because we got the story yesterday that Clemson's going to join Florida State in this lawsuit trying to get out of the conference. So my question is, what's the future of the ACC? And I'm sure you hear it from fans, or you hear it secondhand, especially during basketball season, where people will, and this has nothing to do with you because you weren't there, but people will always reminisce about what Syracuse was like when they were in the Big East, and you see the Big East here kind of have a reemergence over the course of the last few years. Are you looking at options for the athletic program overall?
I think, yeah, we always want to position Syracuse to be in a position that we can be, however things shake out, right? And we don't know how things are going to shake out in the next 2 years, 4 years, or whatever. And this is, I'm talking beyond the ACC, college sports, right? Just the entire makeup and landscape of college sports. But how do we best position Syracuse Athletics to be a successful, prominent national brand? That's exactly what we want. We want to compete at the highest level. We want to compete successfully at the highest level. And what my job is, what I spend every day doing, and my staff, is how do we put us in that position to do so?
Are you at the decision makers table when it comes to this sort of thing with the ACC, and how do you address the potential breakup here of the conference, John?
You know, I'm not. I mean, obviously, that's, you know, the conference. You know, they put out a statement yesterday, and this is, you know, the one thing I will say is every school signed the grant of rights, and they did so willingly. And every school is, you know, is every school has been down and examined, you know, the media contracts, whether it's the base media agreement with ESPN, ACC network agreement, and the grant of rights agreement. So, I mean, everybody, you know, every school entered into this, you know, willingly, and I'll leave it at that.
John, we're all excited for the final step in the Dome's transformation, bench seating out, chair backs in. When does that work all get underway?
That'll get done later this spring. We'll start some before graduation. Then once graduation passes, we'll really ramp up on it and go full speed over the course of the summer, so that for August 30th for Ohio, it'll be chairbacks throughout the JMA Wireless Dome. The other thing that we're doing on a parallel track is Myron Victory Court, which will serve as really an indoor tailgate area in the east end of the dome, is under construction, and that'll open in the fall too. It won't be open for the first football game. It'll probably be open mid-October or so, but I think it's going to give our fans, not only for football, but also for basketball and for lacrosse, a really cool indoor tailgate option and experience.
Yeah, that's fantastic, John. If you don't want to go up the sky top or, you know, walk up the hill or anything, just kind of get there a little early there into the dome here. Last one for me, and you know, Rochester's a big lacrosse town. You know, your thoughts here on the outlook? Now, we're just kind of underway here. It's March. We've got a long way to go here, but your thoughts on the men's and women's programs for Syracuse?
A massive game tonight for the men, because we host Duke, and we've two losses, both in overtime, right, to Maryland and Army, and Army's undefeated, number one. So huge opportunity tonight for men's lacrosse, women's lacrosse Saturday. The North Carolina game, we played brilliant, and I don't use the word lightly, in all respects. And yeah, we beat Carolina 20-5. It's the worst defeat in the history of North Carolina women's lacrosse. And it shows our team the level they can play at.
John, it's a treat.
Really, really excited about both.
I was going to say, I'm sorry to cut you off there. I apologize, John. It's exciting to hear everything that's happening around all of the programs that you oversee. We're excited for the changes. We're bracing and bracing for what the future may hold, as we know that the college athletics landscape continues to shift underneath our feet.
Yeah, and we're going to be watching Saturday, John. Yeah. Let's go Orange.
Saturday is really big at 3:30 on ESPN2. And I'll put one more shameless plug in. April 20th, our spring football game. It's going to be a lot of fun. I encourage our fans to come down. Admission is free. And I think they're really going to enjoy it. We're going to have a ton of alumni come back. Coach Fran did a Zoom with 165 football alums last night. So I think it's going to be a spring football environment that has not been seen here before.
Well, we're going to put in the request at some point here, if it's the spring or the summer, to talk to Fran Brown, John. So appreciate that. Yeah, we're looking forward to
that. You
know
what? You guys will enjoy that, and you'll learn really quick why he's rated the number one recruiter in the country.
I love hearing that, and we're all excited for that. The spring game coming up as well, and we'll get a chance to see with our own eyes the imprint that Fran Brown is making on this program. John, it's great having you on with us. Let's do it again real soon.
My pleasure, guys. I appreciate it. Go Orange. Thank you to our Rochester fans.
Syracuse Athletic Director John Wildhack in the Sports Bar. It's exciting stuff.
So let's go back to the ACC part. What I heard was, we're going to do whatever is best for Syracuse to position Syracuse moving forward. Mm-hmm. Wasn't like, you know, ACC till death do us part.
Well, because you don't know what that looks like.
It's fluid. Right. It's completely fluid.
Right. Well, I think what John is doing is what every athletic director should be doing right now, which is preparing for anything, because you don't know how this all shakes out.
Well, okay. So this lawsuit, and let's say judge says, you know what? Boom. Clemson, Florida State, you're free to go. Okay. The floodgates are open.
Yeah.
And like, where did Duke of North Carolina go? Do they bring NC State? Where does Syracuse go? Now, I've heard this from Orange fans. Like, yes, I understand the idea that you want to be with the Big East. The reality is Big East isn't a football conference, okay? Right. It doesn't fit. So would you entertain Syracuse in the bloated Big Ten? SEC's not a fit, in my opinion, but what about the Big Ten?
What happens if football becomes its own thing in college athletics?
Oh, okay. Well, then we get our wish. Okay, do your own thing. Well, how many X number of teams Syracuse is a part of it? And sooner or later, everybody's going to come to their senses. My opinion, shared by many, it's stupid that you are having all your sports in Stanford and Cal across the country.
Does that make sense?
It makes no sense at all. We're like, why are we wasting all this money? You need to have regional conferences and make football its own thing. Can we just hit the fast forward button and get to that point?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of what kind of roadblocks, aside from money, what you know, financially, that would even make sense, right? That would make more sense to let football be its own thing, college football be its own thing, commissioned by whoever is the commissioner. If you wanted to do one giant conference and then you know, the rest of the guys playing at a different level, that would make sense.
Now, here's where it might not legally, and this is why Congress could get involved. There's this thing called Title IX. And where if you're putting all the resources to football, again, these are all questions way above our head. I appreciate John coming in today. But to me, that's why, yeah, it would make all the sense in the world to do that. How do you navigate all this? Ultimately, I think there's going to be some congressman that's going to kind of showboat, and who knows where this is headed. And you know,
well, the guy that was next to Saban last week when he was talking Capitol Hill was Ted Cruz. I mean, like, how much confidence do we have that this is actually going to get done in a way that, you know, I just always get nervous when the politicians get involved. And I know that they have to get involved in this case.
Who is to blame for this? Mark Emmert, number one on my board. For like, sure. You should have saw all this years ago. And the second the Ed O'Bannon ruling went against you, my gosh.
Yeah, the greed of the NCAA is who you point the finger at as to why we got to where we are right now. And it is the wild, wild west. And what Saban said last week is what every coach is saying across the country, that the players just want to know what's in it for me. How much money can I make if I commit to play at your school? The landscape continues to change. Eventually, maybe there'll be some guidelines and some restrictions, but even then, it won't please everybody. It won't make everybody happy.
Can you imagine a dome with chair back seating?
I can. I've been to domes with chair back seating.
No,
Syracuse
like
doesn't
dome,
have one.
That dome.
That will be good.
That will be, like, you see the artist renderings, you get excited about that. The Navy chair back seating, even when they kind of bring over the partition there for basketball, that'll have chair back seating. It feels like we got a seat at the table with the big boys here.
Yeah, and the football program, with the changes that have happened here and everything that Wildhack was saying about what Fran Brown has done in a short amount of time, is encouraging. Spring game coming up, and of course we look forward to the fall and kind of monitoring how the Orange perform in this new regime. Happy hour is next, man. We got to take a breath.
Oh, by the way, the Bills made a signing at safety. We got to get to.
Yes. I mean, oh, by the way, we got to catch our breath here. A lot to unpack from John Wildhack, Syracuse athletic director, who just joined us. We were joined by the new COO of the Buffalo Bills and Buffalo Sabres, Pete Guelli. And yes, you mentioned it. The Bills did make a signing at safety. We'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll have your calls on as well at 866-4326-585-866 for FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.